This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm joined in the studio by
Arvind Braj
and Christine Wong.
We're going to be with you for about another half an hour or so. The question that we're asking here on Biz Bytes today is which vertical or industry needs to be digitalized the most? The legal industry, government, finance, or other? You can tell us what that is in just a moment after we've had a quick update from Bursa at break, courtesy of Arv.
So it is down by 0.14% at 1,600 points. Active stocks include AT Systematization, Key Alliance Group Berhad, and Vortex Consolidated Berhad. The ringgit is at 4.04 against the US dollar, 3.13 against the Aussie dollar, and 3.04 against the Sing dollar.
Okay, whilst Arvind catches his breath, we'll have some updates from Instagram. What have we got over there, Christine?
So, GG086, Carmen, Twins94, and Binwani all say government. E-7 says legal. W Ming says healthcare, and Lee Ji Ho says insurance.
Okay. Do we have anything over on Twitter you want to highlight, Arv?
Just that the poll is at 66.9% government, 17.6% finance, 14.7% legal. Ninja910 says, just look at our government-owned Facebook accounts. Most of them are for announcement and useless posting only. And he said that zero engagement and zero insights.
Mm. Uh-huh. No comment. Literally, no comment. See what? Oh, come on. Yeah, come on, it's Friday, guys. Come on. Christine's rolling her eyes at me. She's normally the one throwing the puns out. I can't throw a pun out every now and again. Anyway.
This is what happens.
I have no comment now. Jeez.
Next story. Right. We are asking, talking about this one here is about could plant-based food delivery services be the next big thing? Mm. You may have heard some of the interviews that I've done on Open for Business, and a lot of them have been kind of vegetarian-based, vegan-based. Is this growing industry, as we know. Mm-hmm, you know, veganism, this whole movement, it's really becoming a thing right now. I've spoken to Heart and Halo, Cow Cow Veg, mm-hmm. or a food delivery service, a whole bunch of them. But then I came across this company called Thistle, and this is a new story that I picked up about them. And it's this couple called Ashwin Cherian and his wife, and they co-founded this San Francisco-based direct-to-consumer food and nutrition brand after taking a look at how they were investing in their own personal health. And here's a quote from them. Diet and being mindful about eating is the first to go when you're stressed. In addition, we wanted to make choices that were good for the planet. The single biggest impact to climate change is decreasing demand for animal products. That led us to down the road to being vegetarian, but we couldn't find any easy products. So it's now powered by $10.3 million in Series B capital. They're taking an expansion that will take it across the country from the West Coast to the East Coast. The company is already operating in the greater Bay Area in the U.S., Los Angeles and San Diego, and recently expanded into Oregon and Washington. So they're moving from, you know, the West Coast over to the East Coast. So this increased demand and global movement to make plant-based eating a bigger part of people's lives is driving their growth, citing both plant-based foods growth of 11% in 2019, and its accelerating trend of adoption, as well as $1.4 trillion market globally for healthy meals. And this guy feels that Thistle fits more into a wellness product submarket, which is poised to be a $200 billion market. So as more options for prepared meals and meal kits come online, they're saying that food is such a massive space that Thistle is more of a complement to one of those services versus being an outright competitor. Customers are not just one of them, but a number of them. They view them as partners in the ultimate goal of providing foods that replace those that are highly processed and contain a lot of sugar. They have power plant ventures, which led the investment with more participation from Citi Capital, Alumni Ventures Group, Rich Product Ventures. Total in input of $24.3 million since 2013. Now, we know that this industry is growing, and we look at how well our food delivery service mm-hmm. here is doing. And it's great, you know, and we're supporting local and we're buying local foods. It's not the healthiest of options that we have right now.
No.
And if you're looking for vegetarian and vegan foods, particularly on some of the apps that we use, whether it be Foodpanda or Grab or whatever it is, there's a very, very limited amount. Mm. And the fact that this one company is doing all of that and they are sending out I'll just give you an example of mm-hmm. what they are serving on a Monday, right?
Okay.
So For breakfast, it starts off with a violet smoothie with blackberry and hibiscus. That's a smoothie for you in the morning. For lunch, you've got a ramen salad. For dinner, you've got Penang peanut stir fry. And for a snack, you've got cashew pub cheese plate with almonds and grapes. Mm. That's for one day. Then they've got, for Tuesday, it's a caprese quinoa bowl, roasted corn and bacon, quote-unquote, salad for lunch. Mm-hmm. For dinner, zucchini, green bean, and almond rice bowl. And your little snack throughout the day is mango coconut oat bar. Right? So these are things where what you do is you sign up and you pay $41 per week, which is not cheap, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But you get food sent to you on a daily basis, freshly prepared that morning and delivered to your office that morning as you go into work. Don't even need to think about it. Mm-hmm. You send them what you like, you fancy, and they send you fresh food every day. This is the kind of thing that I would like to see here. I know we've got a couple, but the quality of this stuff and the amount of work that they put into the research for the ingredients that go into these things and how they source them entirely locally before they send them out, I think it's fantastic.
I think, I mean, I decently regularly eat kind of vegetarian or vegan meals just because they're easy and good. But for me, I find that the options that are available on delivery services, first of all, yes, are relatively limited. But second of all, seem to be split into one of two categories. Mm. Either it is relatively cheap, but it's not particularly healthy. It's
a vegetarian pizza. It's got cheese on it.
For example, for me, I eat a lot of Chinese vegetarian food, but that is a lot of food that is mimicking Malaysian food that soy-based. Is already unhealthy. Uh-huh. So you've got a lot of like carbs, you've got a lot of fat content, santan, you know, all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And then on the other side are things that are legitimately healthy, usually most of the time more Western-based in terms of cuisine. Western or Japanese, I find, strangely enough, but besides the point. But those tend to be way higher price point. Right. Yeah. And also you don't get as many options.
Right.
So like, I think what my main issue with this particular, with how this particular part of the industry is growing here is that we don't seem to have a lot of places that serve as a midway between price point and variety, you know, when it comes to the vegetarian, vegan food kind of vertical here.
Yeah, I think the price point is like the biggest thing.
Absolutely.
You know, having the service is fine, but like personally, I would be vegetarian maybe four times a week if it was accessible. The only reason I eat so much meat is because it's easy to find, it's cheap, and it's everywhere. Cheap. It is cheap.
I mean, and that's the problem. And that's where I find myself too. You know, it's not that I don't feel as though, I mean, I barely eat a lot of meat now as it is. Mm. You know, my meat consumption has dramatically decreased. But if I could find genuinely good vegetarian and vegan food that is tasty and gives me plenty of options and does hit that decent price point, I'd be doing it like you are, four times a week.
Mm-hmm. Like you just look at, for example, you know, across the street, you've got like Ayam Kunyit rice that sells for
six ringgit.
Yeah. But then if you order like a vegan, like a salad on GrabFood, already it's going to be about 20 ringgit.
For sure.
Minimum.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
And that's the position we find ourselves in, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's an interesting idea. I mean, check it out if you can. They are called Thistle. Their website is thistle.co. They've got some really good... You just look at these pictures and you're like, why don't we have that here at that price? I would be on that every day.
At that price is the underline. Right?
Yeah.
That's like the emphasis.
But vegan and vegetarian food generally... In most parts of the world, it's not the cheapest anyway, you know. Mm. But here specifically, it seems to be a lot more expensive. And I just don't understand why. Mm. With that, we're going to take a short break. Next, the question we're asking you again, which vertical or industry needs to be digitalized the most? Let us know. Is it the legal industry? Is it government? Is it finance or is it something else? Let us know. Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, of course. We are available at BFM Radio. Stevie Wonder for Once in My Life here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.